Hello.
Hi, hello. My name is Jennifer. I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Fresno County. First of all, are you registered to vote in Fresno County?
Yes, I am. You're from what coalition?
Yes, I'm calling you from Opinion Research.
Okay.
Thank you. All right. Am I speaking to Barbara?
Correct.
Thank you. On March 5th of this year, California will hold a primary election to nominate candidates for president, Congress, and the California State Legislature. The election for county offices will also be on March primary ballot. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances of your voting in the March primary? Almost certain to vote, probably will vote, or are the chances 50-50? Or you don't think you will vote?
No, I'll vote. That comes in the mail, correct?
This is a public survey. We are doing it by phone right now.
No, I know that, but I mean the voting paper itself will come in the mail, correct?
We do have limited information to that. We just have access to the survey.
Okay.
Well, you said you will be voting. Are you almost certain to vote or probably will vote?
Oh, I will vote, definitely.
Thank you. In presidential primary elections, some people vote for president and state offices, but skip voting for city and county offices. When you vote in the March primary election, what are the chances of your voting for the local offices, like the Fresno County Board of Supervisors? Are you almost certain to vote for those offices? Would you probably vote? Are the chances 50, or you don't think you will vote for those offices?
No, I'll vote for him.
Almost certain or probably voting?
I'm certain that I would be voting.
Thank you. In what year were you born?
I was born in 1939.
Thank you. Are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
And do you consider yourself to be white, African American or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or Pacific Islander, multiracial, or any other race not listed here?
I am Caucasian.
Thank you. Generally speaking, do you think that things in Fresno County are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gotten off on the wrong track?
Well, that depends. That's debatable. They're positive on either side, negative on either side.
This is very general. In general, how do you see things in Fresno? If you had to choose, would you say they're going in the right direction or they are in the wrong track right now?
Well, yeah, that you just asked me that, didn't you?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't get your response.
Oh, I said it's rather mutual. It could be good on both sides and bad on both sides.
All right. Now I'm going to read you a list of concerns that many people have about living in Fresno County. Please tell me which one of these concerns is the most important for you in deciding your vote for Fresno County supervisors. So I will read to you a list, and please tell me which one of these would you put as number one. Public safety and crime, parental rights in education, homelessness, jobs and wages, public infrastructure like roads and bridges, housing affordability, water policy, or inflation and cost of living.
What was the last one?
Inflation and cost of living?
Oh, okay. Well, I would say the number one would be number one.
Public safety and crime?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay, now I'm going to read you the names of some public figures, and I'd like you to rate your feelings towards each of those persons as very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person, please just say so. What is your opinion, or how do you feel about Donald Trump? Do you feel very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Well, mine would be very unfavorable.
Okay. Thank you. What about Gavin Newsom?
Favorable.
Would that be very or somewhat favorable?
Very favorable.
All right. What about Joe Biden?
Favorable.
Very or somewhat favorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Alrighty. What about Gary Bradfield?
Well, that's Gary Bradfield. He's on the city council, correct?
Correct.
Yeah. I don't really know too much about him. I've read different things. He's rather confrontational, I guess, with a lot of people. So I don't really know. I haven't dealt with him. So.
All right. So you have no opinion about him?
Not really.
Okay. What about Steve Brandow?
Well, let's see. He lives by me, so I don't really have any opinion on his political things.
Thank you. What about Paul Dictos?
Have no opinion.
Okay. Alrighty. Now, thinking about the March primary election, if the primary election for Fresno County Board of Supervisors in your district were held today, and the candidates were Steve Brandow, County Supervisor and Businessman, Dion Bordeaux, Gary Bradfield, Businessman and City Council Member, Paul Dicto, CPA and County Assessor Recorder, and Bryce Herrera, for whom would you vote?
That I don't know. I would have to read up on all of them.
Okay.
I have no opinion right now.
Okay. Well, if the election were held today and you had to decide right now, to which candidate would you lean? Steve Brandow, County Supervisor and Businessman, John Burdos, Gary Bradfield, Businessman and City Council Member, Paul Dicta, CPA and County Assessor Recorder, or Bryce Herrera?
Yeah, I don't know. That's the same question you just asked me. I don't have any right now.
Okay, thank you. How would you rate the job being done by Gary Bradfield as Fresno City Council Member? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
You know, I really don't know. I have no opinion on that.
Okay. How would you rate the job being done by Steve Brandow as County Supervisor? Excellent.
No opinion.
Okay. Thank you. Thinking about the March primary, I'm going to read you some descriptions of a candidate for Fresno County Supervisor. For each, please tell me if you will be more or less likely to vote for this kind of candidate. A candidate who is a Democrat. Would you be more or less likely to vote for this kind of candidate?
No opinion. It doesn't matter. I just have to look and see what they stand for and what kind of job they've done.
All right. What about for a candidate who served in the military and works as a medical professional at the Fresno's VA?
A what now? Somebody that served in the military and is what?
And now works as a medical professional at the Fresno's VA.
Well, what kind of medical? What do they do there?
It just says as a professional, as a medical professional at the Fresno VA. It does not specify any.
I don't know what they mean by medical professional. That could be somebody that's a clerk.
A medical professional.
Yeah, but what is a medical professional? I don't know what that term would entail.
Understand. How about a candidate who has led the effort to remove pornographic materials from the county library?
Well, I don't know who that would be. And
These are statements about, general statements about a possible candidate. It does not specify for someone in specific.
Oh, okay. So they just brought up some questions
that? Exactly. These are general descriptions of a candidate.
Well, I mean, that'd be like me bringing up a description. Would you vote for a murderer that you knew murdered 20 people? I mean, no, nobody would. So whoever put that question in there is kind of goofy. No, nobody would.
All right. I understand that. And, of course, I can leave some notes with your feedback. I respect that. All All right. Well, in that case, how would you feel about, would you be more or less likely to vote for this kind of candidate?
What kind of candidate?
The one that will remove pornographic materials from the county library.
Of course. I don't know who put those questions in there. It's real stupid. It sounds like third graders. Of course, nobody would. If you did, you'd be considered a pedophile yourself. Those are stupid questions. Not to you, of course, but whoever suggested these questions, that's just stupid. I mean, who in God's world? That's like me saying, would you vote for a murderer? You know, no. So anyway, their questions are ridiculous.
I'm sorry about that.
Well, no, not you don't have to be, but whoever gave you those questions are goofy.
Right. I'm just trying to get the survey completed. I'm sorry you feel that way. And
That's not a survey. That's just asking stupid questions. Not to you, of course, but whoever gave you that little sheet to read up of.
All right. All right. But in that case, how should I rate this question? Would that be more or less likely for you to vote for this kind of candidate?
Could you just put my answer was stupid question?
It does not give me the space.
But yes or no, huh?
I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's
the options that I have for this one is much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote for this kind of candidate.
Of course not. Nobody would. That's just a ridiculous question.
In that case, would you say much less likely to vote for this?
Yeah, just put that down.
Okay. What about for a candidate who will bring more affordable, high-density housing options to North Fresno, such as an apartment buildings and condos?
I don't know. I might just cease this interview. Who put this out for you to read, and who hired you to read all this? Who is it coming from?
We are just with Opinion Research.
Somebody had to give you these papers to read. I mean, is it some coalition? Is it some private party or what?
We are an independent research company.
Yeah, what company is that? I mean, that's a title, but who are they and where are they located and what?
We are located in Miami.
Oh, yeah. Well, see, where are you from?
I'm located in Miami as well.
Oh, well, see, you're asking questions, but you're asking questions that relate to Fresno, California, right?
Correct. Yes. We just.
Well, how can that be in Miami's asking questions about California?
I'm sorry about any inconvenience. We're just trying to get the survey completed.
Yeah, well, I'm not interested in answering. These are such stupid questions. I could have my 10-year-old grandson could come up with better questions. I mean, that's ridiculous. And for me to go along with it, I'm the ridiculous one. So thank you very much, and I hope you get to continue with your surveys.